For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. You'd have to go all the way back to the Reconstruction to find the last time a Republican was elected to be the sheriff of Chester County. And even then, the Republican Party wasn't the conservative torchbearer that it is today. But the times, well, they are a-changing. Hopefully, says Max Dorsey, for the better.
We've had a lot of change in Chester County, and that's based on what's happening to this region. You know, people are moving to the south. We're in the Charlotte metro region, and so it's a growing area. And I think we're going to continue to see growth in Chester, and that's what we need. You know, people see the potential here, and that's part of my message.
Dorsey is the low-key yet relentlessly optimistic sheriff-elect of Chester County. He's also been the sheriff since the spring of 2019. He just hadn't been voted on until last week.
You know, when I was appointed, one person made that decision. The governor made that decision. And although I was still accountable to everyone, it was different. Now, the majority of the voters in Chester County overwhelmingly elected me. And so I take it as it's a bigger sense of responsibility.
Governor Henry McMaster appointed Dorsey to replace Sheriff Alex Underwood after federal authorities raided the sheriff's office and charged Underwood with a spate of corruption and abuse of power offenses. Underwood has maintained his innocence, but since that initial set of charges, new ones have trickled in and Underwood faces more than 50 years in prison. Nevertheless, Underwood ran against Dorsey in the 2020 general election and was defeated almost 2-1, enough of a margin for Dorsey to believe that Chester County wants to move past its troubles.
If there's anybody that's dealt with the bad, it's Chester County in the past 18 months, the really bad. We're embarrassed by it, but what do? You fix it and you move on and you don't do it again.
Actually, Dorsey has been trying to move on since he took over the office.
From day one, I put into place plans as if I were going to be here for a long time, such as rebuilding relationships and establishing a greater presence in our schools with our SROs and managing our money better and being more transparent and raising our ethical standards.
Those relationships, Dorsey says, are in need of rebuilding stretch across the region. Government agencies, non-government agencies, agencies in and outside of the county, and that does include working with the Chester City Police Department.
Chief Williams is my friend. He was my friend when I was at SLED. He is still my friend. And when I got here on the first day, I told him that he was our partner.
Voters in the city itself overwhelmingly stuck with Underwood, but Dorsey won all the precincts outside the four that comprise downtown. That doesn't matter to him, though. He says he wants to be the sheriff of everybody, and he says it in probably the most South Carolina way possible.
The sheriff should be, and I will be, as apolitical as anyone you can imagine. I serve Republicans and Democrats and constitutionalists and Green Party members and whoever. I'm a Gamecock, but I also serve Clemson Tigers.
Nevertheless, Dorsey said he is proud to be a Republican and proud of what the party has accomplished in the state. And while he's guided by his conservative perspective, he's also guided by a quarter century as a narcotics officer with the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. He says it's taught him the value of prevention.
As a narcotics officer, you really are the proactive cop. You're the guy who sets up the drug deal or you investigate it proactively. And that has, you can say, altered my sense of the way I see law enforcement. And if there's anything we can do to prevent a crime from happening, then we should be doing that.
Dorsey is fond of saying that by the time you call him to solve a problem, the situation is already lost. So he plans to increase intervention and be a presence in the schools in an attempt to steer kids away from a path that will lead them to meet him later in life in handcuffs. And if you're not moved by the humanitarian argument, here's Dorsey's economic one.
You don't understand, or I guess you just don't realize, the economic impact of putting someone in jail. Think of the loss of productivity. Think about the resources that goes into pre-trial, trial, post-trial. How could we spend that money better?
While he wants the sheriff's office to be an active community member, Dorsey is leery of starting new programs out of the sheriff's office itself, something his predecessor was generally liked for doing. Rather, Dorsey says, the way forward for Chester is symbiosis. He wants the community to be his partner, he says, not his entourage. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.